The Department of Homeland Security is also stepping up immigration enforcement in the workplace. Officials say the past practice of assessing small civil fines simply has not worked. So instead, they're bringing criminal charges against businesses that knowingly employ illegal workers. Last month, federal agents raided one of the largest home construction companies in northern Kentucky. NPR's Jennifer Ludden traveled there and has this report.
A two-year undercover investigation burst into local headlines when federal agents staged morning raids on a series of work sites.
Good evening. A major tri-state home builder is busted on federal immigration charges. Four supervisors with Fisher Homes are under arrest for harboring illegal immigrants for financial gain.
76 undocumented workers were also rounded up at their...
The images seemed surreal. Bricklayers, framers, and drywall hangers, mostly Mexican and Guatemalan, carted off to the county jail. With them were managers of a reputable family-owned construction company. They face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. In the days that followed, many asked why and why here. Dan Dressman is with the Home Builders Association of Northern Kentucky.
We really never considered it a big issue because I guess we never really considered Northern Kentucky as being a bastion for immigration. So it kind of got, I think it got everybody's attention, if nothing else.
In fact, the area's Hispanic population has boomed in recent years, doubling in the 90s, and a third of Hispanics in Kentucky are believed to work in the construction industry. At a sprawling new subdivision, the skeleton of another spacious McMansion is going up. Carlos Amaya often comes to these work sites to recruit Hispanic customers for a national bank. He sees this influx of cheap labor as crucial to the region's economic expansion.
This picture's worth a thousand words. You know, 3 weeks after the Fisher raid, and look at the construction site, and, you know, they're all Hispanic back at it again.
Yet the arrests have had an effect.
No, pues no. No, no, no fuimos estudiados tampoco. No, pues yo pienso que será casi más por asustarnos, ¿no?
22-year-old Juan says he didn't dare show up for work the first few days after the arrests. He's still worried, though plans to stick out his job. His crewmate Jorge isn't so sure. He says if there are more raids, he'll go back to Mexico. A couple lots over at another work site, the construction arrests are welcome news.
Well, if it was illegal, they should be arrested. Simple as that.
Bill Williams is a framing subcontractor who's been in the business 35 years.
Too many jobs getting lost. If it kept up, then they would have started to take our jobs in a big way. Guys like us making decent money. We'll be sitting home while they're out getting our work and doing our work for $4, $3 an hour less on the hour.
Fisher Homes declined to be interviewed, but a spokesman stressed that the 76 illegal workers arrested were not Fisher Homes employees. They were hired by a subcontractor who's also been charged. That subcontractor signed a contract pledging to abide by immigration laws. This arrangement gets at the heart of the way the construction industry operates. But it's not clear such a defense will hold up in a courtroom. Julie Myers heads Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Well, actually, under the law, it's not a source of immunity for them. And in this case, in the Fisher Homes case, the affidavit says they actually knew, had actual knowledge that the subcontractors were employing illegal aliens. And we have several other cases like that as well. Certainly, you can rely on your subcontractors to some degree, but if you have actual knowledge and if there are things that just don't add up, you're not allowed under the law to just to turn the other way.
In the past 2 months, the immigration agency has brought charges against a stucco company based in Indiana, two temp agencies in Ohio, employees at a tree nursery in upstate New York, to name a few. Myers says her office is now flooded with calls from businesses wanting to make sure they're complying with the law. At the Kentucky Home Builders Association, Dan Dressman has held special workshops for member companies.
Are they worried? Well, I don't know if any of them are worried. I think they're just kind of probably doubling up on their paperwork and making sure they have all the documentation they need. And in some cases, probably going to be reluctant, you might say, to hire Hispanics. That's what I think you're going to start seeing, too, which is, you know, unfortunate because I think there's going to be some fallout from that as a result.
The fate of Fisher Homes and other companies may come down to a courtroom jury. And if public opinion polls are a gauge, many jurors are likely to be as conflicted about the immigration issue as Jan McHale. She lives in a new Fisher Homes subdivision in northern Kentucky. As she shuttled her two toddlers in a minivan last week, she said it was a shame that the company used illegal workers.
I think they ought to find a legal way to bring them into the country and allow them to stay. But, you know, I think Fisher should be reprimanded for the way they did things.
McHale feels 10 years in prison may be a bit harsh for the crime, but says that might be what it takes to deter others. The four Fisher Homes supervisors are now out on bond. The 76 immigrant workers were deemed a flight risk. They're being held until the case goes to trial next month. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Immigration officials have put together a checklist to help employers stay within the law when hiring workers. You can find it at npr.org.